Good morning, how are you on another fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. I am super thankful this morning because last night I figured out something with golf, and I can't even tell you how thankful I am for that. And I apologize for yesterday for not doing the teaching. I was just, you know, sometimes you wake up and you just can't do it. I just couldn't do it. I sat down and tried, but it just was not happening. And that's life. Welcome to life. And that's why I'm so thankful that God doesn't judge us. He doesn't, you know, if we don't stand and do the things every single time that we're supposed to do or that we want to do, he's not going to sit there and pound you about it. We have a great God, a loving God who cares about the little things. I mean, he cares about my golf game, obviously. But no, it's just a great day. Be thankful for today. Better is the sight of the eyes. Stay focused on what is today than the wandering of the desire. And that is what's pursued thereby. Enjoy your life. There's nothing better than to eat and to drink and to make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. Make yourself enjoy what you're eating and drinking. Make yourself enjoy that thing that you've worked for. That's what this life is about, that and the relationship with God. I was reading this morning in Psalms chapter 62. It says, "Truly I myself waiteth upon God, waiteth in silence upon God, for from him cometh my safety and my preservation, my salvation." I love this psalm. I love this song to God because it has to do with I just can't get over. This is what David wrote about. These are the things David thought on. Truly, I will wait upon God, for from him comes my safety and preservation. Where does your trust? Who do you trust? What do you put your trust in? Verse 2, truly he is my rock. And that's a symbol for firmness and my safety and my preservation. He is my defense or high tower. I shall not greatly be moved. He's not going to be moved. He's not going to be shaken. Then he talks about the experience he's going through. Verse 3, how long will ye imagine mischief against a man or rise against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency or high place. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. These men were against him. They bless him with their mouth, but they curse they curse inwardly. These men are going to be as a tottering fence. They're going to be fault. They're going to go down because he knows that he has God. Verse 5, for my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. They can sit there and they can bless him with their mouth and they can curse him inwardly. They can advise and consult to rise against him, but his expectation comes from God, and therefore he's not going to be moved. He's not going to be shaken. His expectation, the things he thinks on, the state of what he wants comes from God. Where is your expectation coming from? Where is it coming from? What's it seeded from? Where is it derived from? Is it from God? Is it from what you read in the Word? Is it from your relationship with God? Or is it stemming from something else? The trust this dude had is crazy. Verse 7, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. This is everything has to do with this praying. This is why you don't pray to Jesus Christ. There's nothing in here that talks about praying to Jesus Christ. You pour out your heart before God. You let him know what's going on in your life. You give him your wants. You give him your needs. And you sit there and you receive what he wants for you. He'll show you your expectation if it's off. Godly grief, it worketh a change in your moral position. That godly sorrow will move you and change you into the place he wants you to go. From man comes the preparations of the heart, but the direction is from the Lord. You start thinking about the things you want. You go to God, you declare, you pour it out to Him, and watch Him move and watch Him direct your way. That's why we have a God. That's why it's so incredible to have a God. Pour out your heart before Him. Verse 9, surely men of low degree are a vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression. Become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that strength or power belongeth unto God, and also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy or grace. That's where this stuff comes from. That's where power comes from. That's where God's active compassion or mercy comes from. That's where God's grace comes from. It's all from God. Set your heart upon the things that matter. Set your course of life on what matters, and that is God. Learn to trust. Apply a verse. Take a verse in here. Start to apply it in your life. Don't just say it. Apply it. And you will start to see a change like you've never seen before. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, you pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Give Him reverence where reverence is due. Have a phenomenal day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonny boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for everything that's going on. I pray for strength to get through these chairs and that we just knock that out. And I thank you that my brother's in there with me and that we're moving forward. I thank you for each and every person that works with us, that you continually just move them to do the right thing and to get done with the things that need to get done. I pray again for Andy and his family, that you just protect everyone's heart during this time, and that you just put that loving grace upon them, Father, and that whole family. Again, I thank you for the moments that we have in this life. I thank you that I'm just very, very grateful for where I am and for the family you put around me. And I just thank you that you continually open my eyes to show me the joy that's in this life. I pray for a great day today, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.